The Cloister of Bones by Elaine McQuillan. I begin from the highest point, best of all, a bell tower. I see the tops of heads, cobbles, terraces all scuttling down as if they hunted something buried between the ledges where tables are set in the morning, under plants that grow over walls and pergolas, the slopes of sheds, the stashed pruning shears under the measured walk of cats. I am searching for a shape, a den, watching for the cloistering bank of a street wall, a dark reticence of windows banked over an inner court, especially roofs, arched and bouncing naves, a corseted apse, and always, even if the chapel sinks deep inside, lit from a common well, I search for hints of doors, inside doors. A built-in waiting about of threshold and washed floors, an avid presence demanding flowers and hush. If I guess right, I hope for a runner of garden, the right length for taking a prayer book for a walk. A small stitching of cemetery ground, strict festivals, an hour for the tremble of women's laughter, corners for mile-high panics. And to find the meaning of the women's Christmas.